Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and shale play USA. All right, on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we check in with the Davis Refinery. John Patch with the North Dakota Water Department talks about the water and the aquifer involved with the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. And then we talk a little site preparation with Grind Time Mulching. Luke Shalab with Grind Time Mulching explains the day-to-day operations and how clearing sites and pipeline preparation works in the oil and gas industry. Thomas Brewer, TB Solutions, a little bit later in the program, crisis management, how he assists companies and workers during accidents or maybe some sort of crisis that's happened. He travels across the shale plays, assisting companies through their time of need. A little bit later on the program, Thomas Brewer. And then Lauren C. Scott, president of Lauren Scott & Associates. Of course, he's a heavyweight in the oil and gas industry, being an energy consultant and an economic professor at Louisiana State University. He talks about something that's been nagging at him for a while, and that's this globalization of energy in the combination of intellectual property and all the things that's happening across the shale plays. What he's talking about is, well, first of all, Europe has basically banned energy development. But the thing that he's worried about, South America and China have not and will become competition to the Bakken and Texas very soon because they're just going to ramp up their oil production as they figure out more of the intellectual property that we have been finiting over here in the United States. So very interesting interview a little later on the program. Lauren C. Scott talking about how the globalization of energy will impact the Bakken as well as Texas, the Marcellus, the other shale plays too. Okay. Folks, you're going to want to stick around. We got a fantastic program. We kind of do a little bit around the horn from some groundbreaking technology to some crisis management, economics, and, of course, our Davis Refinery update. Okay, my name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced. When he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has said, he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, John Patch, Divisional Director for the North Dakota State Water Commission.
County Commissioners, as well as the CEO for Meridian. And it's kind of it's a heck of a project. I mean, the first greenfield refinery in 50 years, so they have their environmental hurdles to climb, so to speak, or to jump over. But there's also the water side of things that I would imagine came into play during a lot of the permit process and just working with it. So, Mr. John Patch, have you been working on this Davis project, this Davis refinery much?
Well, yes, we have. Our staff has been busy with evaluating the water permit application, and as you well know, just about every industry out there requires water in their process or in their needs, and the refinery obviously is one of those industries that does require a significant amount of water. And in this state, you know, water is considered to be waters of the state, and you need to get a permit to use that water, whether it's groundwater or surface water. both require a permit from the state engineer, and so they did make an application for groundwater for use in the refinery process. They did indicate in the application phase as well that the water was going to be from the source water was going to be from the Dakota Formation, which is a deep buried confined aquifer, but it's a waste aquifer area where wastewater is put, and so all of the salt water injection wells in the western part of the state basically for the most part most of those are down into the Dakota. The water is actually wastewater is actually put down in there because it's not used for potable sources by anybody out in the west. So the quality is not a concern to put wastewater down into it. And of course, that means that there's a lot of water available there for appropriation for a beneficial use. So the permit application was made by the applicant, and they then went through a process of public review and comment, and the hydrologist then took the information and did a technical analysis and responded to all of the concerns that were expressed during the comment period and issued a recommended decision. And the recommended decision then is another formal document that has the availability for the public to review and comment on if you're a party of record. So there were several parties of record that did do that, where they both commented and requested that it be moved forward into what's called an adjudicative proceeding. And so that's where we're at with the application from the Meridian Group for the Davis Refinery.
How's it been working on this big project? I mean, I was talking to Terry O'Claire, and he mentioned EPA, and I'm thinking, oh, that's right. A project of this magnitude, you know, there's a reason hasn't come along in 50 years. So, you know, you're dealing with engineers and like I mentioned, a CEO, and I would imagine a whole bunch of different personalities and professionals. What's it like working the chemistry on trying to pull off a project this size?
Well, again, we're not getting involved in any of those matters, you know, where it comes to a policy of using the resource for whatever use out there. We're looking at it strictly from the impacts to the environment and to the water supply and any impacts that the use of that water may have on those. And so we're not, you know, getting involved in the kind of the meetings where we're negotiating anything. It's strictly a permit review, a technical analysis.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Patch with the North Dakota State Water Commission, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, other social media places. All of those links can be found at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Driving home in front of your home at night. Watch it shine so bright.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we have Luke Shillab, president of Grind Time Mulching.
Luke Shillab with Grind Time Mulching.
Joined today, Luke Shillab, president of Grind Time Mulching. Well, let's start off by giving you a little plug for your business, what it is that you guys do. Describe, your day-to-day operations of your company, if you would, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we do a lot of right-of-way clearing, mostly for new construction. We do some on the maintenance side for the pipeline as well, and then we also clear several locations for different drilling contractors.
So your customer would be energy companies as well as construction companies, anybody that needs, I guess, a site prepared for whatever the reason might be. What name a few of the industries that you've done some work for.
Yes, sir. So we do a lot for several different energy companies. On the energy side, we're mostly doing the drilling locations, and then on the pipeline side, we're working for pipeline construction contractors, clearing the right-of-ways, and then that's about 80% of our business, and 20% is we do commercial clearing as well.
One of the things that I find interesting about the energy industry is not only the fact that, a roughneck can figure out a new way to make a wrench or a vibrating tube and they become an overnight millionaire. I love that part of the industry. But it's the whole upstream, downstream, salmon stream. It just seems like there's all these new streams that have shot off of oil and gas, whether it be from the technology side with big data, the sensors, the UAS, whatever it might be. It's just the more someone understands the energy industry, they really do see how diverse and vast the industry is. And your business really falls into that category, in my opinion, Grind Time Mulching. Explain exactly, like pretend I'm, a CEO of, I'm Harold Hamm, Continental Resources, and you're going to try to sell me on why your specific niche within the energy industry is going to save me time and money. Does that make sense, Luke?
Yes, sir. So, well, on our side, other mulching contractors, they mostly only run the largest of the mulchers. We started out as a small company, and so we still run several smaller units, and we've worked our way up all the way into the biggest of mulchers. So one way we're really able to save our customers money is we match the size machine with the size of the job. So we don't send something out there that's way overkill for the job, where they're paying top dollar for a big machine for some smaller right-of-ways. And even on the larger spectrum, we're a lot smaller company, and so I don't have near the overhead of much larger mulching companies. But where it saves them money online is we actually go in and traditionally they were clearing these locations and these pipelines just with dozers and excavators, and they were just piling up all the brush on the side of the right of way, side of the location. Good chunk of our business is going in there now and just mulching the piles that were pushed up from previous contractors, and the ranch owners or property owners, they don't want this mess. They don't want to have to deal with burning the piles and everything, especially down in South Texas and West Texas, there's such a chance of wildfires down there. It's very dangerous to go in there and burn the piles left over from, previous contractors. So definitely going in there and mulching it, you're left with virtually nothing, and all the nutrients goes back into the soil. So it's very beneficial for the customers to have us out there right off the bat.
Two side questions real quick off of what you just said. Luke Shillab, here I was all excited because I pronounced your name correctly on the second shot, and here I just messed it up, so I apologize. Grind Time Mulching. What you kind of talked about a little bit made me write down size matters, too big, too much. And what you're talking about, I think, is one of those parts of the energy industry that just doesn't get talked about as much as I'd like. And I'd like your opinion on this. What you just described was a way to navigate through the ups and the downs and the ebbs and the flows of the energy industry. And I think that's really important for people to understand that if you're some hotshot company coming in and you're going to try to take on too much and you're going to try to grow too big, that shows that you really do not understand the industry as well as you're making it out to be, in my opinion. What do you make of that as far as the ability to navigate the ebbs and the flows when it comes to the energy industry? You're talking about how ways to save money because, you know what, you understand that you can't take on too much too soon. That's what I heard when you were kind of talking about your size of your company and your slow growth and the slow and steady wins the race type of a thing. Your comments on, I guess, my comments.
Yes, sir. So we're actually on the our mulching side of our company. We are, you know, we're growing at a safe rate, but at a very fast rate as well. But, you know, we definitely don't want to bite off more than we can chew. Although we do try to figure out, you know, for our customers, you know, any way possible to, you know, get their jobs done, you know, in a safe and timely manner. Also going back to, you know, saving them money, you know, some of these big machines and stuff, just the sheer cost of moving them is, you know, a substantial cost, you know, especially on a, you know, on a smaller right-of-way, you know, it can cost upwards of, you know, $1,500, $2,000 to get a heavy haul to, you know, move one of these larger machines, where some of our smaller machines, we can just throw them on a gooseneck trailer and, you know, our mobilization is a fraction of the cost. So, you know, they're not having to pay $2,000 just to get a machine out there to do a $2,000 job.
And the other part of the question I wanted to ask you is when it comes to the reclamation and the earth and that sort of thing, I've done a number of features through the years and interviewed a number of, whether it be a Harold Hamm or a James Volker from Whiting, and, you know, not to name drop, but these are substantial companies, Marathon Oil, Lee Tillman. And we've had conversations about reclamation, and when you actually look on their, you know, see it on their face that they've talked to a lot of these ranch owners, and they come from an agricultural background and that sort of thing. To me, what I've found is I've found that the higher ups really do want to make sure that the reclamation is above it, like, you know, give 110% type of a thing, Boy Scout model, leave the earth better than what you found it. You work in that industry. Do you find that there's some truth behind that, or do they just, you know, do the bare minimum and move on, I guess?
Yes, sir. On a number of the ranches I work on, in particular, to name a ranch, is Shawnee Ranch in Texas, which is one of our ranches down in South Texas. I do quite a bit of work on, you know, for several different energy companies on that specific ranch, and that ranch owner is very, very particular. You know, if he doesn't like a contractor in there, they've picked out multiple contractors, you know, whether it be for leaving trash or just, you know, not doing a good job and, you know, leaving a mess. And that is one of the specific ranches that I am going in and I am cleaning up after a lot of contractors, you know, cleaning up their piles of brush that they just, you know, dozed out of the way. You know, that is a very, I would say, a very large part of the market, because at the ranch owners, they can, you know, the energy company has a lease on it, but that specific ranch owner can name a certain contractor that they want in there, and it, you know, they bring in somebody that's cheaper that leaves a mess behind, you know, that they're not making the ranch owners happy, and it's just not a good scenario for anybody out there.
To listen to the full-length interview with Luke Shillab, president of Grind Time Mulching, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com. Click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com.
That hair should have seen it coming. A hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to me. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
Seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for
June
North 15th, Dakota.
That's Meridian the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Thomas Brewer with the TB Group.
My name is Thomas Brewer. I'm in Oklahoma City with TB Group, LLC. I'm an on-site crisis consultant and corporate trainer.
Very excited and honored to have emergency services being covered here on the Crude Life Media Network. And I hope you don't mind. That's what I kind of lumped you in as emergency services. Is that what you guys would be classified in the oil and gas industry? Or I guess what kind of niche industry, I guess, would you guys technically be? You know, if I'm looking in a phone book in 1980, apparently, if I'm going online and doing a Google search, I guess, what are you guys classified under?
It probably would be. It could be emergency services in some sense of the wording, or it could just be a crisis consultant. But it's when we go on site and we deal with a situation that can range from a workplace injury to a death of an employee, whether it's on site or even off site after hours, or, you know, any critical incident in which an employer or a company is having to deal with and walking that difficult road ahead.
Okay, well, normally the way I usually like to do interviews is I like to give people a little bit of an elevator pitch, if you will. Not War and Peace, but also a little bit longer than an elevator pitch as a thank you for coming on the program. Of course, here on this program, we like to get to the facts. We like to make sure we give out good information, and so we bring on experts that can speak on what they know to speak on. We don't like to get into speculative different areas. That's not good for the oil and gas industry because it is a very, what's the word I'm looking for? You need to have a good team in oil and gas in order to keep things moving very systematically and very smoothly, much like, you know, manufacturing and a lot of different things. You know, you really have to be safe and you really have to have concentration. Let me just ask you, What is the best way to broach a subject like this, which, you know, I'm having a hard time as an interviewer to say, you know, this is kind of a rough industry, guys.
Absolutely. You know, my background is since 2003, I have served the first responder community as a law enforcement chaplain. And, you know, we have had death, line of duty deaths, we've had injuries, and we have found over the years that if the officers, and then on the corporate level, and then on the oil and gas level, if they don't deal with the critical incident that they went through, that basically their head's not in the ballgame. That their focus is somewhere else. They're dealing with the grief or the traumatic situation that they went through. They're dealing with the loss. And because of that, they're not giving a 100% focus to the task at hand. And when you do that, when you're not focused at the task before you, you can get hurt. Or you can cause somebody else to get hurt. Or, unfortunately, there could be a death because of the severity of the environment that you're working in. And if you don't allow these employees and these companies and these teams the opportunity to process it and have the time to visit with somebody about what they've experienced, that they might not have their head in the game the way they should. So we're trying to be proactive in getting the word out about, hey, care for your employees, care for your company, and set the standard so high that you're taking care of them as a person instead of just as an employee and maybe an employment number. So provide for their their mind, their spirit, and their body.
Thomas Brewer on the line with us, and TB Group LLC is actually Thomas at TB Group LLC. If you wanted to get in touch with him, we're talking a little bit about crisis consulting, a little bit of emergency services, and, you know, I got to be honest, the reason why I wanted to have you on the program today was to kind of layer in what you were just talking about with what we have processed over the past several months and then, of course, several years. And what I mean by that is the Patterson rig, of course, that explosion that really rocked the industry in the past few months really brought emergency services to light. The Castleton derailment several years ago with the BNSF Railway brought emergency services to light. You've been using the word proactive repeatedly. And, of course, emergencies, the problem is it's an emergency because it happens out of the blue. But there is a way to be somewhat proactive, not 100%, but you have this strive, much like the airline industry has a strive for zero accidents, and the Bakken now with the governor comes out and he wants a zero spill. They'll be the first ones to admit that, you know, they're probably not going to hit 100%, but we're going to keep trying for it. So when you talk about being proactive, and then we can process kind of what happened down in Oklahoma and up in Castleton with these emergencies, how would you then advise people kind of the next step with their organization from today going forward, what we've learned and what we need to do going forward?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question. One of the things that I suggest is having a resource in mind. You know, it's not if an injury will ever occur within the oil and gas industry. And also, unfortunately, it's not if there will be another death, it's when. And that's, you know, the unfortunate aspect of working in the field, that there are injuries, there are deaths. We never want to see those happen. We strive for the standards where they won't. But when they do happen, who do you call? Who is available? Because when you're in that 911 crisis mode of trying to pull all the resources in to respond to a critical incident, whether it's a death or an injury, that's not the time to start searching for a crisis consultant. And that's why I say put a plan in place to have a phone number of an individual, and it can be somebody like myself, who you have a phone number available to say, hey, we have dealt with this critical situation. We're needing you on site. How long will it take you to get here? And discuss the amount of time you would like that provider, that consultant to be on site. And also for the consultant, you need somebody who will be flexible, because during those situations, it is very fluid. Everything's changing, moment by moment during those times. So, I tell people all the time, when I go into a critical situation, whether, no matter what type of company it is, whether there's been a death or an injury, I say, I'm not there with an ego. I'm there to serve the company and the individuals, and flexibility is the key. I don't come in with an agenda. All I want to do is serve and help the company, the individuals, the group affected begin to take one step forward after another. And I'm there to serve, not to, build myself up.
To listen to the full-length interview with Thomas Brewer, owner of the TB Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Coming up behind you, teeth in your neck. Snow on the road like the fingers of a ghost. Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. Got glitter in the headlights, like silver sprites. They disappear like phantoms in the waves of white. Every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. And you keep trying to tell yourself the sun will come up.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's soft and warm, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching, or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
If your boss
Meridian
watching
Energy
this, you need
Belfield,
a raise.
North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lawrence Scott. Dr. Lawrence Scott is president of Lawrence Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
comes to the global oil. Oh, yeah, even Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, so even some fingers in the geopolitical side of things. The way I'm looking at this thing is this global oil economy is here, and now we're just starting to see the execution of it.
Well, I mean, I will tell you that there's been something nagging at me for the last several years as this. I mean, this truly was a shale revolution. We're not overusing that word when we say revolution, because it changed everything in the oil and gas side. I mean, it changed us from our oil output in the United States declining and declining pretty rapidly to suddenly growing, and now we're producing record levels of oil, the levels of oil we've never produced before. So it was a true revolution that has taken place. And the thing that's been kind of worrying me a little bit, making me a little bit nervous, is the fact that there are shale plays in other countries. We know there are shale plays, for example, in Europe, but happily for us, those crazy people have decided to ban fracking across the European Union because the Greens are just incredibly powerful there, and they've convinced them that it's bad for their drinking water. And so luckily for us, they're not drilling in their place. But you got places like China, and you got some places in South America that also have shale plays. They just don't have the technological skills to harvest it. It's going to be a little bit worrisome if they start producing oil out of their shale plays. That's going to bring an awful lot of oil on the market. That's going to have a tendency to bring the price down, which is not something that an oil state like North Dakota or an oil state like Louisiana is very happy about. So kind of, I think what people need to do is to kind of keep a wary eye on what happens to the shale plays in other countries. I guarantee you OPEC's doing that right now. They're watching that. They started out thinking the United States was their only fly in the ointment, the only burr under their saddle, if you like. But there is the very real, at least geological possibility, that problems will start to arise in China and in South America and a couple other places in the world.
Dr. Lauren Scott on the line with us here. Just kind of wrapping up your final question. Over the holidays, very interesting, went to the Bakken, went to the Niobrara, and some of the reactions either at the hotels or from people when it came to the energy industry kind of took me back a little bit, because these were primarily pretty energy, thick places, and they were almost like tiptoeing a little bit, because the bottom line is it became a little too politicized, the energy industry, and all of a sudden people are mingling in right to life and gun control issue topics and that sort of thing, and you're just trying to have a conversation about how work's going, and all of a sudden you're caught up in a political talk here. Are you finding this at all, that the energy industry seems to be getting a little too politicized for really turning a light bulb on?
Not so much. I mean, I think the oil and gas industry, if you are a green effector, you're really heavily invested in the green movement. You need to understand they hate oil. Matter of fact, they hate fossil fuels, and their objective, one of the reasons they object, for example, in Louisiana, we have a pipeline that we're trying to get built, 167-mile pipeline, and the people who hate fossil fuels, they are making the argument that adding 167 more miles of pipeline to a state that has enough miles of pipeline to circle the globe four times, that adding another 167 is apparently going to tip us over and cause, environmental catastrophe. They're making that case. They're trying to make people believe that. And the reason isn't because they really believe that pipeline's bad. The reason is they want to keep the oil and the natural gas in the ground. And apparently these people are not real good with math. Because if they're really good with math, they can figure out if you keep oil and gas, natural gas in the ground, you think you're cold right now, you've got no idea how cold you're going to be without fossil fuel around.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott, or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
State to state,
and it doesn't really matter where I go. There's only one place I could call my home, where the nighttime lights earth and line on the horizon, under the soft red glow of the winter times and clouds. And all the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. Every time I roll back around.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I can almost feel the wind blow and taste that cool, dry, dusty autumn air in my mouth. Where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of the winter times and clouds. And all the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. Every time I roll back around.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Days when I feel lost and separated, and every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion and freedom that my selfish solitude provides. And I'd hate to think that I'd become a stranger to the place where I was born, where my heart still resides, where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of a wintertime city clouds.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of the best things I can share is I've had an opportunity to sit down with a community leader and Eric. And we were talking, and this community leader said, you know, United Way, what's your connection there? And Eric said, you know, as a child, my family would have been a family that would have benefited from United Way programming. And you don't necessarily get to see that down the road, because you see someone who's been very successful in business and you see somebody who has helped a lot of other people along the way. But sometimes we don't stop to ask, you know, what's the why? What's your why behind that?
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota.